How about that? I'm Jeff Phelps. My partner's Andy Baskin.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a baseball team that's in a pennant race. You might not want to believe we have a baseball team in a pennant race, but the numbers say yes.
And do they, though?
Yes, they actually do.
Mm. It's just heartbreaking.
We have little or no numerical faith.
It's like beginning of the week, I think they're out of it. By the end of the week, I'm like intrigued again.
Here's the
deal.
But
I can never jump back in the pool. At best, I put my feet in the water. That's about it.
As silly as this sounds, these next two games at Fenway Park might be the deal breaker. They must win at least one. And if they lose both, Andy, I think they're probably toast.
I think it was Boston. I was listening to something on Boston. They were like, this is the Red Sox chance to put the Guardians out of their misery.
Well, they're right.
Yeah.
They're right. If they go to Fenway and get swept, I'd say they're done. Right now, four games out of the final wild card spot. Seattle holds that. New York and Boston are 3.5 games ahead of Seattle. So right now, the Guardians are 7.5 games behind Boston and New York. They're not catching either one of those teams. I just don't think they'll do that. Can they catch Seattle? Yeah, they have a chance to catch Seattle. Is it a good chance? No, not a great chance to catch Seattle. But it's a possibility. And in order to do it, Seattle either has to fall flat, obviously. Texas has to fall flat, and they've won 6 straight games. Right now, they're 1.5 games behind Seattle. And the Royals are 2.5 back. So not only do they have to catch Seattle and pass them, they also have to pass Texas and Kansas City.
Well,
likely? No.
No.
Out of the question? No.
Can you put yourself in a position to be there at the end of the season for those final 3 games against Texas?
No.
I don't think so either.
You can if this. You got to beat teams like Boston. I mean, they're ahead of you. Beat them now. And keep your fingers crossed that Seattle doesn't get hot.
And you got to beat Kansas City. They're ahead of you.
Let other teams beat Kansas City. Let other teams beat Texas.
But you're going to have
Guardians just need to worry about what they can do right now.
They have 4 games against Kansas City at home.
Well, that'll help, but
if Kansas City's still ahead of you,
if they're still ahead of you, yes. But the hope is you're just tracking down Seattle and the other teams. Somebody else will take care of them, or they'll play poorly enough that they fall out.
Do they have to win the next 2 games? Yes.
No, they have to win at least one of the next 2. Look, and I think they're going to make the playoffs? No, I don't. Am I hopeful? Sure. Why not? That's what September is all about. They're playing meaningful baseball games in September. That's a good thing. I mean, we're still playing meaningful baseball games, and that's outstanding.
It just
better win one.
The way that where they are right now, it just feels like a loser's motto right now.
I just said that. I don't think they're going to make it. But Andy, until you're mathematically eliminated, you're still in it. And they're not just mathematically in it right now. I mean, we see it all the time. Rangers have just won 6 straight. Could they lose 4 straight? Sure. Could the Mariners lose 4 straight? Yep. Could the Guardians win 4 straight? Yep. 4 in a row is not that big of a deal. And 4 in a row puts the Guardians in a tie with Seattle for the final wildcard spot. So, again, if they were 7 or 8 back, yeah, okay, they're done. I mean, that's unrealistic. 4 is not unrealistic. Do I think they're better than the other guys? No. Do I think they'll catch him? No. But they can. This team has been so streaky, it's silly. Problem is, right now, one of the problems, their offense is worse than usual. I mean, Jose Ramirez
is down a run.
Yeah. Jose's not in a good stretch right now.
They're like a run behind the rest of the league per average. You can't sit here with a minus 57 and expect to make the playoffs. You just can't. Even Kansas City's almost at 0. And by the way,
the Guardians are trending the entire season. If you just get hot now, which why would they, and start doing some things, that's a different story. We should quit looking at that plus minus on run differential.
I can't because those are the teams that are in the playoffs or in the playoff hunt.
Yeah, but that's
if you can be above 0, you're there.
But games in March and April and May. Add to that, we're in September now. Just worry about September.
But it's a great indicator, and correct me if I'm wrong. I just think it's a great indicator of where you are in the season.
Yeah, but we don't need that. We don't need that to have us know that this team doesn't hit very well.
That's
you
true.
Think? No, we don't need that.
You're right. I mean,
my eyes tell me that.
Who's still in Kansas City's in it? They're minus three. That's about it. You know, and maybe I'm wrong. I look at that differential between runs scored and runs allowed, and it's so telling of what a team is. And it's, and I know it's over what 68 plus 68, what 124. So, and when you look at that, you're like, okay, all right. Well, it tells you everything you need to know.
Jose Ramirez hit 219 in August on a team that doesn't hit. That tells me all I need to know.
We have a 3.1% chance of making the playoffs.
You want to know the good thing about 219 for Jose?
Tell me, Jeff.
5 points better than Stephen Kwan.
Yeah, this has been kind
of disappointing. Your two best offensive players just were, thank you, were bad in August. And it wouldn't stun me at all if Stephen Kwan gets traded in the offseason. In fact, I almost expect it to happen. Second year in a row. And we pointed this out very early on in the season. Because last year he fell off the face of the earth, batting average-wise. Rebounded in the playoffs. But this year's batting averages by month, and again, March is he only had 16 at bats in March. By month, 375, 314, 308, 244, 255 in July, 214 in August. He's done it again, Andy. Second year in a row that Stephen's batting average just dropped as the season went on. That's awful.
I don't know. Jeff, I know you're going to say no.
And he's one of the two guys that we think can play.
I know you're going to say no on this. Dan, I'm curious your thoughts on this one. Should Stephen Vogt have got run up yesterday? See you later. Peace. Bye. Out. Should he have got tossed?
Would it have fired up the team?
I don't know. You think so?
Yes.
Oh.
I rarely think that.
Do you think he should have got tossed yesterday?
He was doing a lot of arguing yesterday and a lot of things. It might not have been a bad thing to light a little fire.
Oh, love it. Jeff Phelps is on our team. Jeff Phelps, welcome to the team.
You didn't ask Menigan if he's on the team.
I know Dan's going to be on the team.
Really, the guy that you call numbers boy perpetually is going to be on the team if I could go out there and yell and scream, fire people up, play better.
I hope you're doing this just for the show. I'm telling you, I would have lost my mind on the ball that they called a foul ball. That didn't even come close to his bat. And the only reason he called it foul is because he sold it to the umpire. That was a brutally bad call yesterday. And I love the fact that Vogt on the next pitch, which was a strike, and he came out and yelled foul. I love that. Loved every second of that. And then he got warned by the other umpire. So what? You know what, man? Take one for the team. Get tossed out. Show these guys. I mean, I know he's – that was ridiculous. That call was ridiculous. The ball hit the ground, and then Naylor tried to block it. He wasn't, I mean, he was three bats lengths away from hitting the ball on that. And that's on top of that goofy, pesky pole garbage home run that they had yesterday.
And it's been there since 1912.
I don't care if it's been there since Moses.
Don't worry about it.
It could be the 11th commandment, and I wouldn't care. It's goofy.
1912.
That ballpark is just goofy.
Open the day the Titanic sank.
I do like it. I think it's better than old Yankee Stadium, but I just think it's goofy.
Well, yeah, that's how they built them back then. This is the size of the
goofy.
This is the size of the land that we have, and we have to build it in here. It's the reason why League Park has the shortest right field fence on the face of the planet. This was the size of this, the
how
piece
were those
of land
games
we have,
at League Park?
We
how were those games? Were they good?
You enjoy those, Chappie?
Oh, they were
sure
good.
Did. Boy, it really was a bully day.
Oh, that's great. Did you buy some stash wax before you went into
the
game?
That's a nice suit you're wearing.
The sun was shining down, and boy, did my fedora look clean.
You just had to look out for the roadkill that was on the street as you were trying to walk in on the brick streets over there. People taking their horses to the game.
So, Andy, they're not done.
They're so close.
They're really close to being done.
They are.
They're really close to being done. They really are.
They're in bad shape. Sorry. I want to see Bizana now. Why not? Who cares?
Because you're not done yet.
Bring him up anyway. Maybe you bring some energy into this thing. Hey, the number one guy's here. Let him get rid of the number one guy's here. The nasty rookiness trends that you could have.
Well, let me throw one more thing at you.
Sure.
So you bring George Valera up.
Mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
George is a lefty. Okay? You loaded your team with left-handed hitters yesterday.
Okay.
That's swell. After two at-bats, they pinch hit David Fry for him. Can we please quit pinch hitting for the DH? Because guess what happened in David's second at-bat? Well, they made a pitching change. All of a sudden, it's righty on righty. And David walked in there and helped that batting average drop to 156.
I think you should eliminate the platoon side of your argument here and really make it, why are you letting David Fry bat? That should just be the question.
I think Fry's percolated a little bit over the last week.
All the way up to 156.
Well, at least, it's not 125. I thought he was hitting the ball just a little bit better.
Last five games, David Fry, 0 for 2, 0 for 3, 0 for 2, 0 for 1, 0 for 3. Yep,
keep
percolating.
Keep going back.
That's percolating.
Keep going back.
Five games is enough for me.
Jeff, 7 is in a baseball week. What do you do before that?
I don't even care.
Okay, well, we have different views. Life is a matter of perspective.
He's 0 for his last 11. By God, let's pinch hit him. Sorry, Andy.
No, I don't want to. I wish I could argue with you, Jeff. I can't.
He's coming back from the serious injury, and he's not hit worth a hoot this year. And I like the guy a ton. Why are you platooning your pinch hitters during the game? Oh, wait a minute. Here comes a lefty. By God, George Valera's never seen a left-handed pitcher in his life. Get him out of there.
Jeff, what else would the front office have to do if they didn't tell him to keep
pinch hitting
these guys?
You know what the front office has to do in this offseason, Andy? They have to give Steven Vogt players who don't need to be platooned. That's what they need to do this offseason. Give him starting caliber players.
How about Manzardo? Can we just leave him in the game?
Yes, just leave him alone.
Can we just leave him in the game?
And they are now. Santana's not here. Just leave Kyle alone.
What's he hitting?
Nolan Jones is 333 over his last three games. That home run against Tampa got him fired up a little bit. Leave him in there. They have been. That's good. Robert Mays hosts the Athletic Football Show. Robert knows his stuff. He's joining us next right here on Baskin and Phelps.